diverse a little bit. This verse right here has been gravely misinterpreted by lazy preachers who think that all they have to do is stand up and the Lord is going to fill their mouths. But the context, watch this, the context of the text doesn't support that position. Let me help you. No preparation, no proclamation. If you don't put the work in, you ain't got nothing to say. If you have not filled your heart and your spirit with the word of God, when it's time for him to draw from the well, there's nothing there. The context says that when the disciple is arrested and brought before the government or kings, he don't have to be anxious about his defense, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, will speak on their behalf. They had seen, the disciples hadn't really been through anything yet. In fact, they won't go through nothing till after Pentecost. And they really hadn't even seen Jesus go through much, because he hadn't yet been arrested. But when Pentecost comes, everything that Jesus is telling them now, this is part of the boot camp training, part of the basic training, that prepare yourself for persecution and the challenges that go with the assignment, because it won't be easy. Jesus warned them to be aware, and their warning was not to discourage them. Look, this sinful world would not just receive the gospel with open arms. This world, Satan's world system, is diametrically opposed to Christ, his people, and his kingdom. So when the gospel of the kingdom is preached, this world bristles up. You know, kind of like a dog who gets angry and lowers his head, and the hair on his back stands up and he snarls at you. That's what the world does when we present gospel truth to it. Jesus shares this so that when it happens, they wouldn't be surprised. But don't be surprised when it happens. Amen. Look, there's religious persecution. There's government persecution. Then there's family and society in general persecution, where they'll betray you. Verse 21 and 22. Brother will deliver over to death, and the father his child, and the children will raise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all society for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. That has an eschatological viewpoint, meaning it's really pointing to a time further than the time of the disciples. It's the time with Jesus, the end, when Jesus is coming back for them that belong to him. Look, and even when we are betrayed by family members, God is still able to deliver the disciple, because there's an assignment to fulfill. You'll be hated by all men on my account, as the text says. However, the one who endures to the end will be saved. Endurance doesn't produce or protect salvation, because that's a work of God's grace, but it is evidence of salvation, proof that you are truly redeemed and a child of God. Can I tell you one more thing? Persecution will quickly burn up the chaff that's in the church. Amen. Here's what I'm saying. You either hot or you're not. You either with him or you're without him. Amen. There's a text in the gospel that talks about that the hireling will run when danger comes to the sheep, because they're not his. Right? He's a hireling. He said, look, I'm only getting paid to do this. If you stop, look, when they get in trouble, I'm out of here. I ain't going to stick around and get beat up, shot up, killed up. Right? Look, if somebody come through the door with a machine gun, hey, man, I got a desk. No. I ain't running. I'm responsible for the sheep. I'm accountable to God for the sheep. I ain't a harlot.